Happy holidays! This is the Christmas stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. A while back, Rebecca in the UK posted on my Twitter feed that she wondered where the carol "I Saw Three Ships" came from. Me too. Let's find out. It's an old folk song. Contrary to what I said in episode 17 about the Victorian era, the first printed version we know of was in the 1600s in England, and it may be 100 or 200 years older than that. Sorry. And it was part of that big collection I mentioned a couple of episodes ago on caroling that came out in England in 1833. Man, that thing was jammed with hits. I never thought of it before, but it's a variation of Greensleeves, kind of jazzed up in an old English kind of way. So what does it mean? I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day with our Savior Christ and his Lady, or the Virgin Mary and Christ, or Joseph and his Lady. And they sailed into Bethlehem. I mean, there's no place to sail into Bethlehem. It's impossible. The nearest water is the Dead Sea, and it's many miles away. Well, some think the three ships are the ones that brought what were thought to be the relics of the Magi to Cologne Cathedral in Germany in the 12th century. We don't know how many wise men there actually were. Could have been anywhere from 2 to 12. And they're not even mentioned in the song. Well, maybe they were. The nature of folk songs is that folks sing them, and back in the day, they weren't written down, or if they were, they weren't published. 100 years or two is a long game of lyrical telephone. So over time, as the song moved from village to village and country to country, the Magi were out, the Holy Family was in. There was a version where the narrator was sitting under a holly tree and two travelers were going to Bethlehem to pay taxes. I'm not sure if that one had a ship or not, let alone three ships. And let's keep in mind that England has a lot of water all over the place and a long history of a thriving maritime military and industry. It's not a crazy thought that folks there would come up with a song that involves ships. I like it. And I like the fact that there are many versions of it too.
I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning. Ships all three on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. And what was in those ships all three on Christmas Day in the morning? The Virgin Mary and Christ were there on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. The Virgin Mary and Christ were there on Christmas Day in the morning. Brewither sailed those ships all three on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. Brewither sailed those ships all three on Christmas Day in the morning. Oh, they sailed into Bethlehem on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. They sailed into Bethlehem on Christmas Day in the morning. Bells on earth shall ring on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. And all the bells on earth shall ring on Christmas Day in the morning. And all the angels in heaven shall sing on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. And all the angels in heaven shall sing on Christmas Day in the morning.
We have some time here. What do you want to talk about? Hey, I know. Who's that King Wenceslas dude, and why is there a Christmas song about him that takes place the day after Christmas? Now, a couple of years ago, I mentioned The Good King in episode 45 on Boxing Day. A good episode, and under-downloaded since it came out on the day after Christmas. You should go listen to it. Not right now, after this one. Anyway, Good King Wenceslas looked out on the Feast of Stephen. That's St. Stephen, and St. Stephen's Day is the day after Christmas, or the second day of Christmas, which is coincidentally Boxing Day, and it is just a coincidence. He sees a poor man in the moonlight gathering firewood. He tells his page to bring food and drink and firewood, and then he and the page went out into the freezing windy night to get him. His page had a tough time of it, and he was getting weak. So the king went ahead of him, telling the page to step in his footsteps, which makes trudging in the deep snow a lot easier. I'm pretty sure protocol said the page was supposed to go first. And the whole point of the song is wrapped up in the final verse, which says the rich and powerful who bless the poor with kindness will themselves be blessed. The king was giving alms to the poor, which means he gave material goods to poor people as an act of religious virtue. It's an important idea in many, if not most, branches of Christianity. Did good King Wenceslas really live? And if he did, was he really good? Well, there was a Duke of Bohemia named Wenceslas in the 10th century, and his name in Czech was pronounced Václav. Wenceslas is the Anglicization of the German form of Václav. And yeah, he was good. He was about building up Christianity in Bohemia in a pious way. Unfortunately, his brother wasn't so good. He assassinated Václav and took over as duke. Wenceslas, or Václav, was honored as a saint in the 11th century, and his legend contributed to the idea of a righteous king whose power comes from piety as much as from being tough. This is another old song. Well, half old, as Christmas carols go. The tune probably goes all the way back to the 1200s and was used with various lyrics over the years, including a popular spring carol. In the 1800s, an Englishman named John Mason Neal found the tune and wrote Good King Wenceslas, based on one of the many legends about him. The lyrics have been panned pretty consistently, it seems, for the last 160 years or so. I like them. The only problem I have is, what happened to that poor man they went out to get? The song doesn't really address that. Dangling plot thread.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the Feast of Stephen. When the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even, brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel. When a poor man came in sight, gathering winter food. Thank you.
lies in the very sod which the saint had printed. Therefore, Christian men, be sure, wealth or rank possessing, he who now will bless the poor shall yourselves find blessing.
Good King Wenceslas and the Christmas Stocking. Both our renditions, by the way, today were by a group called We Three Kings. I believe they're from Ontario, Canada. Mr. Neal, by the way, wrote a couple more Christmas classics you might have heard of. O Come Emmanuel, which came along before Good King, and Good Christian Men Rejoice, which was published around the same time, both of which I need to feature sometime. Twitter is hopping with the Christmas spirit, especially at twitter.com. At Xmas Stocking. Hello, RSN25, aka Anna in Springfield, Massachusetts, who I've known for a long time thanks to all my years in radio. What's up, Joe in New Jersey? And Justin, thanks for being part of our Facebook page, facebook.com/Christmas Stocking. And Google Plus is starting to pick up speed. Some people have found the page, like Brian in Texas and Jeff in Ontario, Canada. Hello. The question is, will I have time to hang out before Christmas? The answer is... MyChristmasStocking.net is also a good place to be. There's all kinds of episodes that you can listen to, including the latest one, all the time. And you can get in touch. You can click Call Me to introduce the show. You can wish Merry Christmas to somebody you love, or do both of those things. Or you could also share a memory from Christmas or a Christmas tradition that your family has that you think other people might be interested in. If you have any questions, you could click Call Me Too. I'll be happy to answer a question. Whatever you'd like to do. We're getting close to the holiday, so if you've been thinking of doing it, if you've been thinking about calling me, do it. Every year I get calls and emails after I've done the final episode. Remember, I try to get ahead as we get closer to the day because the rest of life really ramps up. So do it now. One guy who didn't wait is Brian. He emailed me by clicking Contact Me at the top of MyChristmasStocking.net, and he writes, Lee, thanks for another season of the Christmas Stocking. I've been with you from the beginning and still have all the episodes archived in iTunes. I just finished listening to the episode on Toys for Tots and wanted to share some info on my favorite charity. It's called Charity Newsies, and it was started here in Columbus, Ohio over 100 years ago when some businessmen saw a newsboy selling papers in the winter cold and decided to help the boy. Today, the Newsies raise money to purchase new coats and clothing for local school children in need. This year, we will clothe approximately 15,000 school children in the Columbus area. Our main source of funds comes from our annual paper sale when, on the second Saturday in December, about 700 members of the Newsies take to the streets and sell special editions of the Columbus Dispatch to holiday shoppers. This year we raised nearly $500,000 in a matter of hours. You can check us out at www.charitynewsies.org. Also, I'm surprised you've never done a show on the Christmas movie everyone either seems to love or hate. It's a Wonderful Life. Jeffrey on Facebook mentioned that too. Keep up the good work, Brian, Grove City, Ohio. Thanks a lot for writing, Brian. Thanks to everyone who's clicked contribute at the top of MyChristmasStocking.net to give to the Christmas Stocking. It really makes me feel good. I'm Lee Cameron. Next time in the Christmas Stocking, we'll talk about my wife's favorite movie. But I, like Phoebe on Friends, have trouble making it to the happy ending.